Cheesebox, it's Tuesday. Zina, stop coughing. 6th of February. Zina's got a little cough. Oh, shut up. What's the news? Tell me some news.
The news is Hugh Grant has been boning Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
So good for both of them. Don't think it'll work out in the long run. But enjoy it whilst it lasts.
I've got some Hugh Grant news.
Oh, yeah.
He's been boning Jemima Khan, his girlfriend. They've turned up to the premiere of lyrics and music and lyrics.
Yeah.
One, I can't remember which way around it goes. And she's basically, they're saying she's doing a Liz Hurley and wearing a very tight black dress. Now, what I noticed about that is that she's freakishly thin.
Silk?
Well, no, look around the sort of, this area here is not very wide. And look how big her face is. She's got a really big face. A tiny body.
The thing is, I don't think she's doing a Liz Hurley, because I think, you know,
I don't think she needs to. No one knew who Liz Hurley was when she wore that dress, but everyone knows who Jemima Khan is. She's Jemima Khan.
And that's
from In Round Khan.
That's, you know, the Liz Hurley moment was, it can't be repeated. And it's an evening do, it stands to reason you're going to wear a black dress.
This is just the opinion of the Daily Mail, which I'm reading from. what I have noticed, though, you know, when we look at a picture of Tony Blair and he's aged 10 years, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant's fared much better over the past 13 years, I think.
13 years difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I think Tony Blair hasn't aged that well at all.
No,
in comparison.
Aged very badly.
In comparison to Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
So that's that news. Bird flu, they've killed all their birds.
Yeah.
Wait and see if anyone gets the sneezes now.
Do you think Wallace and Gromit might have been under, I'm trying to help them, or they might build a train.
Try to rescue them.
A plane to get out of the,
a giant turkey to make them. I don't know. I hope Wallace and Gromit tried. If you are Nick Park and you're listening, maybe that's an idea for a new film for you.
Yeah. Although, you're not allowed to do any new films because you've been dropped.
You've been sacked. Yeah. Only in Hollywood, if you can make them over here. You could maybe do one for BBC Three.
Do something straight to the bargain bin.
straight to give away in the sun.
Straight to YouTube. It's not that expensive to do, is it?
You know, it can't cost that much for the plasticine.
No, we could do that, innit? In fact, we did something very similar in here, didn't we? Today. Very similar.
The Q... No, it's not the QE2, it's the Queen Mary 2.
Which is
a different one, it's the QM2. That's been to San Francisco for a bit of gain, and it went under the bridge, the big Golden Gate Bridge, and there was not much room because it's quite a big ship, and they put a picture in, loads of ships going round it. They had to get a special man in to drive it under the bridge.
And was everything alright?
It was fine.
Basically a boat went under
the bridge. It was tight, but it was fine.
Yeah. Apple Records and Apple Computers have made that sorted out the differences.
They've made it up.
Which is good news. I don't know why it took so fucking long. Greed, I expect. However, it's sorted out now. And now the Apple Music can go on sale. They reckon that what with all the new download charts and stuff, that the Beatles can have every, like they can have a number one and number two. They'll have the whole
top 40.
They'll have the whole top 10 at least.
They could have the top 40.
They could.
If you were going to download a Beatles song,
yeah,
which one would you download?
Ooh. Well, would that mean that I didn't have any Beatles already?
Yeah, if you just, you know, just think, what have you got that's not digital? You wanted to put it on your MP3 player if you had one. Which one would be your first one to download? What's your favourite Beatles song is essentially what I'm asking there.
Okay.
It's a bit dead air there whilst Zina's thinking. I don't know if you can hear her brain churning over different Beatles songs. Is it Octopus's Garden?
No. I'm between Hey Jude and Eleanor Rigby.
Interesting.
But I like a lot of Beatles, I would say.
There you go then. Will you download any?
No. maybe for free.
Jay Jagger got drunk on a plane, was a bit rowdy, she got told off, she shut up. That's the essence of that story.
Yep. Shilpa wasn't invited to the BB wrap-up party.
Is it because they weren't serving poppadoms, or they were serving poppadoms? Either way, embarrassing.
Embarrassing, it sounds like it's an accident, but the rest of the contestants were there. She said, oh, I don't know, maybe they didn't know how to get in touch with me. Doubtful.
She's too nice, that woman, isn't she? I don't think she missed much. Although maybe little Dermot Diddley was there, and he was. She could have done a bit of jigging with him, a bit of dancing.
Yep. Must have Bran was there. He might have.
He'd probably fucked her.
Yeah, probably would have. She would have noticed.
What about Dirk? So you could have met up with Dirk and they had a little kiss.
Dirk was there.
It's not going to happen now, is it?
No.
Ladybird. Now this is weird because I've read this. This is a story from Daily Mail, which bears quite a strong resemblance to a story I've also read in Metro, a different species. Mm-hmm. Ladybirds, the ladybird, has a voracious sexual appetite, and she also has lots of sexually transmitted diseases. So basically, all the male ladybirds are getting killed off, and if they're not getting killed off, they're completely, literally shagged out.
Wow! What kind of STDs do ladybirds carry? And can they be...
A cache of
could we get
bacteria.
Them by, like, if I got off with one, for example.
If you got off with a ladybird, I don't think you'd catch them. To be honest, the male ladybirds aren't going to be interested in you. They've got enough on their plates with all the ladybird ladies.
That makes them interesting.
It's the Wolbachia bug. It kills males before they even emerge as caterpillars from the egg.
Shit.
Caterpillars? A ladybird doesn't come from a caterpillar. Now, this is the confusion, I think. Because in there, there's basically the same story in there. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the bottom of this now, so it's not going to make very entertaining a news reportage. Here.
Right,
but it's basically the same story, but with a butterfly. So I think maybe there's been a fuck-up.
It sounds like it.
And they just went, oh, what creature is it? Some sort of flappy creature with wings, or just say it's a ladybird. Everyone likes one of them.
You can imagine butterflies more so.
Certainly butterflies do start off as caterpillars.
Butterflies, you can imagine them as more of a sexual thing than a ladybird.
Flighty.
Pete Doherty been in court again, this time with 4 driving offences.
Ooh, I tell you, it's like George Michael.
He got bail. Why is he allowed to offend and offend and offend and offend?
Don't know. It's because he only does little things all the time.
Do you think he'll be dead within 12 months?
No.
No?
I think the love of a good woman will put it through.
Do you reckon? Even though her nose is collapsing.
Don't know. Talking of collapsing, here's a picture here of a house that was built near the cliffs, and then quite a lot, 80 foot of this guy's garden has collapsed. It's made the sea go brown because of the mud. But he's alright, he's going, it'll be fine. Not worried about it, but it's looking quite treacherous now.
It looks... Yeah, very treacherous.
They reckon you won't be able to get any insurance and stuff.
No.
Bit of a bugger if you bought a 1.5 million home. It's only got 4 bedrooms. It has got an indoor swimming pool.
Well, he'll be swimming in the sea soon. If he survives.
They're nice trousers.
They are, you should get some. Mm.
Now, this is a thing that happened yesterday. The paedophiles.
Yeah.
That were... Keep that in. They plotted on the internet. They never met each other. They plotted on an internet chat room.
Yeah.
Said they were going to kill some kids, do them. And now they've been arrested for a charge and put in prison for an incredibly long time. In fact, I've said incredibly long. Perhaps demonstrates how I feel about this. They didn't do anything, and there's no evidence to say that they ever would have done. Just speculation. And is it
How long did they get put away for?
I can't remember. It's got, you've got it there as well. I can't see it immediately in here. But it's very interesting.
Well, they must have had good evidence that they were
planning to do something bad. I don't know, people are really hysterical about crime against children. And I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I do think people
8 years, are. They got 8 years and 11 years. It's a lot for just chatting on the internet.
Yeah.
Just think about stuff you might idly say. I don't know. It's tricky, then do you wait until someone's done it? That's the hard thing. Do you wait until the murder's been committed?
So it's almost too late. It's almost quite brave to put them away.
I think
they're obviously, you know,
they're obviously a bit twisted, but, you know, people can have twisted thoughts. It doesn't. It's a bit like thought police, I think. Big Brother's coming too.
Ooh, what do you think? We're not sure what to think. Write in and tell us.
Apparently, children are always accidentally stumbling over porn now. 42% of those aged 10 to 17 have seen internet images of nudity and sexual activity in the past year. How much do you think you've seen?
Quite a lot.
I think I don't think I've ever accidentally stumbled. Sometimes you can do a search on Google Images and a naked lady will pop up. Mm-hmm. To be honest, pretty much anything you do on Google Images, there'll be a woman pops up, mm-hmm. even if it's quite an innocuous thing.
Tell you what, don't ever put www.sex.com into your computer, because that it basically ruins your stuff.
There's a lesson for all of us.
Yep. Two pigs got married in Japan.
It was in China.
In China.
It's to celebrate the year of the pig.
Yeah.
Chinese New Year.
And there's a picture here of a black pig and a white pig.
Oh, that's beautiful. Ebony and ivory.
Pigs are clever. Pigs are very clever animals.
They're not. They're marginally cleverer than a stupid monkey.
Yeah, but monkeys are quite clever. And monkeys are cleverer than elephants, and elephants are very clever. They have graveyards and everything.
I thought elephants just never forgot. I thought they just had good memories. They weren't necessarily that wise.
I think they're very wise. They go and mourn for their...
They're miserable, is what you say.
Well, they've had they've
they're maudlin.
They've had a long life, which is maybe...
I suppose wisdom does come with age.
We should all learn from that. You know, would we want to be immortal if we end up being as miserable as a fucking elephant?
I'm going to point out, Dumbo is called Dumbo.
He was very young.
So, yeah, pigs are clever then.
Well, we've both circled this story. I'm excited about it.
I'm not. I think it's pointless. 25 quid is cheap, though.
Yeah.
That seems a bargain. It's a new invention. It does egg on toast, essentially. It cooks either poached or scrambled egg at the same time as toast, and it means it's all finished at the same time. Perfect. £25, as we've said. It can also do bread, muffins and croissants. And if you don't fancy an egg, you can put beans in the side compartment. It'll cook the beans for you.
Yeah.
If you fancy a one bean salad invention... for breakfast.
As inventions go, I think this is alright.
It's not bad. It has got practical uses.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what would be good, if it was like a tease made. And you could time it and it would go off in the morning and you could wake up and just have egg on toast in bed. Although, to be honest, I don't normally want breakfast straight away.
Sorry to bring up Wallace and Gromit again, but it's the sort of thing Wallace would invent.
It is the sort of thing Wallace would invent, but then it would have a sort of an error in it somewhere, and the toast would accidentally go on Gromit's face.
But it would wake you up. Wallace, if you're listening, we're interested. Let's talk.
Talking of Wallace and Gromit, there's a new Shaun the Sheep series coming out.
Is there?
Yeah, it says just there.
Oh. Ooh. Anthea Turner has had a boob job. She's inspired by Jordan.
She's
going to be on the front cover of Playboy, holding her big jugs, saying, "Look at me, I'm perfect. Not only do I feed breadcrumbs, but I also have massive tits."
I've got some frozen breadcrumbs.
You going to do anything with them?
Probably not, though. I haven't had a recipe yet. You can now get some roses that have got stems that are 6 foot long. So if you are a giant, that's the ideal Valentine's gift.
Have they been genetically modified?
Apparently not. They're grown in the Andes, so they need to be extra tall to get to the sun or something. I don't know.
What's the...
The stems are as thick as a man's finger and very thorny. So what would you like to do with that then for Valentine's Day?
Cut the thorns off and...
Shove it. Oh my God, I looked at a book yesterday in Borders and it was called Make Your Own Sex Toys.
Yeah.
And I thought that looks quite funny. But I feel like it was in their Valentine's section. I had a look, and it wasn't a joke, it was genuinely make your own sex toys, and mainly it was getting things like, use your phone.
Use your phone?
Yeah, use a carrot, but always put condom on.
A carrot?
In case you get pregnant. Yeah.
Carrot with a condom on it?
Cut some ridges in it and put a condom on it.
What's wrong with just humping your pillow? A crocodile got, it was getting knocked around a lot in the sea. So it,
by other crocodiles?
It was just very rough weather.
Crocodiles live in the sea.
Yeah. So it jumped out and went into a swimming pool.
It's a good idea.
And it was found here by shock swimmers. They got out of the pool and help was called.
Wouldn't it get stung by the chlorine?
I think it's fine, they're very thick skinned. And if they do cry, it's only crocodile tears.
Brilliant. Kate Moss has had some new pictures taken. They're going to be displayed in the National Portrait Gallery.
Good.
They're pictures of her. I think she's got no makeup on, very basic lighting. She's quite animated in some of them. I'm sure you can see her mouth. Liz Jones, who is a notorious ugly woman whose husband has lots of affairs, which she likes to catalogue in various papers, has said... these pictures come as a bit of a shock, don't they? She's not wearing a scrap of makeup. You can see the lines on her forehead, the wonky angle of her nose, her small snaggled teeth, and most worrying of all, her hooded puffy upper eyelids. Kate Moss has crow's feet. Her eyes are starting to droop at the corner. Deep furrows are beginning to be etched on her brows. And you look at her and you go, no.
She looks absolutely beautiful.
There's a couple where she's looking a bit, you know, she's talking, so it's an animated shot and you can...
Yeah, she's not
perfect. Her mouth's not... Oh, I mean, look at that picture. Her cheekbones are amazing. I cannot see a single line on her forehead.
And
there is one here where she's screwed her eyes up, so she's got crow's feet.
33, she's a mother. You know, she hasn't had surgery. It stands to reason that she would have some crow's feet anyway, but she is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, again, it's really unflattering. Most of us couldn't even bear to have a picture taken in this way. You're right, I wouldn't. But I don't know, it's just... She seems a bit harsh on her, going, oh, she looks awful. Actually, no, she looks amazing, as she is Kate Moss, and she doesn't have to wear lots of makeup. She still looks nice.
There are very good pictures.
Yeah, I like that one and that one and that one. I quite like that one. I'm not so keen on that one. So, that's that news.
This is funny. A couple bought they inherited a field. And they thought, brilliant, we've got a field, we'll probably do something with it. And then it turns out, under some very old law, whoever owned the field was also responsible for the repair of the church down the road. And as soon as they took over the field, they got a bill for £95,000 and then a bill for £200,000.
That's ridiculous.
They took it to court, lost.
So they basically inherited a big load of debt.
So they've had to sell their business, sell their house.
Why don't they just sell the field? So nobody wants it.
Who would buy it?
Mm. Oh, that's a bit sad.
You can't give it away.
That was really sad, actually. It's sort of them.
Fucking horrific, really.
That's the fucking church for you.
Yeah, that's what they basically said. But do you think whoever left them the field knew what they were doing?
Possibly. Who left them the field, does it say?
Some old cunt.
Brambleback Labrador has had lots of babies.
Congratulations, cute. Bramble.
They are puppies. and there's 10 of them, and the weird thing is, they're all girls.
What would be interesting now is to see, put them...
1,000 to 1, that would happen, the odds.
Oh, put them, don't let them meet any boys ever, mm-hmm. See if nature...
If they les up.
...finds a way.
They become lesbian incestuous puppies.
Yeah. This is what Drew Barrymore...
I don't know if dogs fancy their brothers and sisters. I don't think they do.
This is what Drew Barrymore says about Hugh Grant. I think I do. He says, he's a brilliant comedian and I love comedians. What do you think about that, man?
Well, I think she's using comedian in a different sense than the one that we would perhaps use it in. It's quite funny.
You know, Jeremiah is a popular hate figure.
Yes.
Someone's written into Metro saying, Joe, through your tears, it is still I, say sorry, go away. What do you think?
I'm bored of the whole thing. I do think she'd go away, but I wish people would stop printing stories about her. Just, you know. David Cameron yesterday was caught short on a train, and he discovered the shambles of the trains in this country because he was locked out of the toilets. And there was a queue outside the only toilet, which was a disabled toilet.
Oh,
so
did he go in a bottle?
I don't know what he did. I think he went out the window. And then his knob got chopped off by a bridge.
Excellent.
A woman, who's a model, was walking down the catwalk and she fell... basically, the shoes came off, which shows either they weren't the right size or they were very badly designed. Mm. So don't buy any of them.
No.
But you know... they're saying, oh, it's a bit embarrassing. You know, well, she shouldn't be embarrassed. She's just, you know, she can walk. It's her job. They say, haven't given her the proper equipment.
Mm.
Look, they look massive.
They do look a bit funny. A woman called Diane Haddon killed her ex-lover's cat by putting it in a full wash cycle. Poor little Paws was killed.
In the washing machine.
Paws was deaf, anyway. And suffered a massive heart attack, severe burns and loss of fur, and died. She got a £300 bill.
Is that it?
Yeah. And she's banned from ever having an animal.
But is she perceived to?
See, I think she should be in prison more so than the paedophile.
Yeah, it's not like if she'd written, I'm going to put a cat in a washing machine on the internet, she would have gone to prison.
No. And also...
perhaps everyone would have thought she was some sort of whimsy
character.
Cat
does look like a young Dora, which upsets me.
The ladies of Newsnight have got all dressed up, smart and tarty, into Harper's Bazaar. You can have a look at that. Every Maitlis has got a touch of the Sarah Jessica Parkers about her. I think that's it for news. Oh no, hang on, I've got some internet news. So carry on.
If you get the Metro today, there's a free pin-up of Jeremy Vine in there. You just need to cut it out.
Page 25.
And have a little look at that. And there's a programme on tonight that I think you should watch. 9 o'clock, Channel 4, Strictly Baby Ballroom. I think you might need to have a gun on the couch with you so you can shoot it at the telly.
Or you could watch CSI.
You could.
This is quite interesting. A US astronaut has been charged with trying to kidnap a woman she thought was a rival for the affection of a space shuttle pilot.
Wow.
This is going to be a good film. She's Navy Captain Lisa Nowak, 43, who went to the International Space Station last year, was charged with attempted kidnapping, battery and other crimes. She went to confront Colleen Shipman disguised in a wig and a trench coat and used pepper spray on her. The love triangle, the man at the top of the love triangle, mm-hmm. He was a pilot on the Discovery mission to the space station in December.
Wow.
It's going to be a good made for TV film again.
So it's like a modern day Shackleton.
Yeah. Very much so.
Oh, well, I suppose if it's Discovery, Captain Scott.
Did he have a love triangle?
I'm sure he did have.
Good lady explorers.
He was a dirty explorer. But all the actresses of the day would have been after him.
So that happened. Oh, the BBC website has done a roundup, obviously for completely lacking in news today, done a roundup of people who died in January.
Oh.
I can exclusively reveal that the only person I've heard of who died in January is Magnus Magnusson. So it was quite a good month for national treasures.
He was, I mean, yeah, one in the month isn't bad, considering.
It's not bad.
Not bad odds.
So that's it.
Well, of course, a lot of them died 4 years ago. We had a whole load of
space, didn't we?
It was horrible.
Thanks for staying back tomorrow.
Bye.